exciting, thrilling.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invigorating, yes.
Roberta Fasanelli is here.
Yeah, she's working off.
Invigorating. Rich McFadden is exhilarating.
I'm tweeting.
Jennifer Horn is tweeterating.
Yeah.
All right, so here are some of the sweet tweets this week. Let's see here. We got to make sure Adele never finds love, because that heartbreak really brought us some of the greatest music ever made.
True. Yeah, that's what 21's all about.
Yep. Let's see.
One of the greatest expressions or phrases about music is the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling down. And that's pain, unfortunately, is where a lot of the great music comes from.
So we wonder about her life and what sort of pain. But country music is not.
Watch yourself.
Hey, listen. Losing your dog in a pickup truck, that's emotional pain. There,
it is about more than
especially
that, people.
It's suffering. Back into a tree or Mercedes or something like that. That's a sad story.
Suffering.
Speaking of Mercedes, Andrea Metcalf is joining us now. She's in charge of our exercise program here on Good Day through her website and Naked Fitness, which is a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. She wants to be healthy and have you be healthy. She wants to move you. So we'll settle down to a little LSD here in a moment with Andrea. And we'll get, she doesn't, I don't know. Andrea, you know what LSD is?
I thought it was Lakeshore Drive, but definitely in Chicago.
There's a true Chicagoan with Lakeshore Drive. Now, we're going to bring you some laughing, singing, and dancing in a moment, because that's really good exercise as well. So
I love it.
Stick around. Andrea Metcalf joins us here on Good Day in just a moment.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true. And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Speaking of TurboTax, you can check out what is becoming one of the biggest promotions we've ever run at DougStephan.com. Your chance to enter a contest to win a brand new laptop. And with this new laptop computer comes the TurboTax Premier preparation software for free as well. If I can borrow a bad expression from Roberta, it is for free, Roberta. Free, free, free. Actually, we should list this down at the Queen of Cheapox at DougStephan.com. So check it out. You want to win that brand new laptop, TurboTax block. There's in every page of DougStephan.com, you'll see the TurboTax logo in a big block. Check on that, and you will find out how you'll be able to win either the new laptop or the other, what do we have? About 20 other prizes, I think, Richie, in this deal.
Yep.
TurboTax, remember, gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund this year. This promotion will end on March the 4th. If you'd like to enter it, get all the official rules, go to DougStephan.com. You don't have to buy anything. As usual, it's void where prohibited. Who's got the sniffy, snuffly nose? Is that you?
Oh, goodness, it was
Andrew?
Me. I'm sorry. Could
no,
you
just
hear that?
I want to know what you do to get rid of the sniffles. Everybody, we were just talking, I was beginning to sound, you always have sort of a hoarseness to your voice, and I'm not sure what that is, but mine isn't hoarse usually, but today it is a little, because Roberta and I were just figuring that spring has sprung a little early, about a month early, and some of these things that we find in the spring that we're allergic to are creating this hoarseness, mucus, all that other stuff. And I think the same is happening in Chicago, where you are, Andrea. The same is happening pretty much across the Northeast. It has not been a really bad winter anywhere. And as a result of that, you see a lot of people on Lakeshore Drive to get into the LSD who are out exercising, running, and they're doing...
And I'm wondering whether spring has sprung a little bit yet and some of the stuff is in the air. I have bulbs popping out through my garden and everything already.
Yeah. That's what's going on. So with an early spring, what sort of early opportunities do we have to shake off some of the winter fat? I was noticing one of the things that has posted and that we've retweeted a couple of things about eating, healthy eating, but you haven't, suggested in one of them that I read a little bit ago that chocolate didn't have to derail your post-Christmas diet. And
no,
of course,
chocolate's high in antioxidants, and it's
good for you.
And it makes you happy. So,
that's right.
I mean, you shouldn't take out chocolate completely. Everything in moderation. But if you're really trying to, you know, get back on track, the best thing you can do is be conscious about what you're eating. You know, write it down and have some idea and get moving. Get out there and walk. Mm-hmm. You only have about 33% of the country that actually walks at least 10,000 steps every day. Which
How many steps do you walk a day?
Oh, goodness, I don't know. I ran 3 miles yesterday, so I have to count that. I'm up to 3 miles for this marathon. So
when is the marathon?
October, so I've got lots of time.
Oh, plenty of time. Is it a full 26-mile marathon?
I don't know if they let you do a shorter one, do they?
Well, you do a half. They're a half.
But they tell you to do the marathon. They don't let you do 12
There's
miles.
There's a half marathon. There are.
No, but it's not a half.
It's a full marathon. So have you ever run a marathon before?
I've never run more than 11 miles, and I really don't love running. I hate it, so I'm trying to change my belief that I don't like running, but I do like running, and hopefully I'll...
Why do you have to like running?
Because I'm going to be doing it for 5 hours in a row.
Okay, so why are you doing this marathon? Just to say you did it? I mean, that's a lot
why
of people...
Why did she climb Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever?
It's an amazing accomplishment, and you want to be able to, you know, test yourself and see if you can do it. Is that why you're doing it?
No, it was because a charity organization called Be Bright Pink, which is an advocacy for, you know, making choices with breast cancer and being genetic, asked me if I would be their quote unquote celebrity runner to make it more fun.
Oh.
And If and I told them that runner, do I actually have to do the marathon? Can I just be their celebrity runner
and not do
like
the marathon?
Some of these other politicians do. You just step on the course and off.
Right, yeah, exactly. Take a swing and you're going back home again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Throw out the
you know what
pitch.
I want to know is, if you say 10,000 steps, how long do you have to walk the average person?
You would do it in New York, I bet.
To do 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
Is that a half hour of walking, an hour of walking?
Yeah, it's about an hour of walking, yes.
Well,
you can do about 4 miles in an hour at a 15-minute walking pace.
And I think there's about 250 steps in a mile, isn't that right?
More than 250.
More than 250, okay.
Yeah, it's almost
800. No. What, have you counted before?
2,500, I bet. Well, Roberta, in New York City...
Oh, I'm sorry, 2,500. That's what it was. That's what I was going after.
You would go...
to 1,800, but...
In New York City, you would walk because of the way the city is set out. I remember walking... one day, I didn't even know.
Oh, we walk everywhere.
I was conscious of it. I walked 47 blocks. I didn't even really realize it until after I had walked the 47 blocks. That I'd walk the 47 blocks.
Have you ever worn a pedometer, Roberta? Ever?
No, I haven't. I really
it's very interesting
because,
to see how much you walk and try
walk
to test
everywhere.
Yourself. Yeah.
You know, but we'll walk from Lincoln Center on the west side, you know, almost by 70th Street, you know, down to 29th and 3rd on the east side, which is, I don't know, maybe 2 miles?
All right, I just added.
More than 2 miles. That's like...
Maybe more.
40 blocks, 50 blocks.
But we walk it all the time. It's like, okay, you know, as long as the weather's nice, it's not, you know, really freezing or really horrible raining or anything like that, we walk everywhere.
All right, so
yeah,
in order...
Not everyone's in New York.
You've got...
That's true.
Chicago.
It's a unique part of the city. Well, Boston is a walking city also.
Yeah. But there's some of the small, like we're in Tiffin in Ohio, and that's a city you could walk, and it's pretty well set out. Most of the Midwestern cities that are built around a square where the courthouse is and that stuff, you can walk around the city and have a pretty good walk. I think most people in towns, if you, depending on what you do for a living, even if you're working in an office building, you may be surprised at how much walking, or how many steps you're taking.
Take the stairs.
The average day, exactly.
A pedometer is cheap. I mean, you can buy one for 15 bucks or something.
I met a woman.
$10, really.
Andrea, you'll be impressed. I don't know if you'd be impressed. You'd be interested in this. I met a woman once who had the most amazing legs I've ever seen in my life. And she got them by walking. She was a contestant. There is apparently a sort of race that requires that you go up and down the stairs of buildings. They go all around the country.
I've heard about these
people
in the group.
They just go up and down.
Yeah.
This woman had the most, I'm telling you, the most amazing legs. And she would go up 44 flights of stairs, like they did at the Prue. I met her at the Prudential Center in Boston when I was running the radio station there. And they went up and down the stairs. There were 44 flights. The contest was to see how many people could get up and down the set of stairs 4 times in an hour.
Wow.
Can you imagine what kind of legs you have to have to do that?
44 flights, yeah.
44 flights
so
of stairs.
Times four. They would go 4 times. Wow.
Right. I mean, you
have Hustle Up the Hancock this weekend, you know, to promote lung health in Chicago, which is 96 floors.
You're doing that?
I've done it probably around 6 or 7 times. It takes about the same amount of time as a 5K.
Yeah.
So it's about 25.
Yeah, but it's much different. You're working different muscles, are you not?
Yeah, the crazy thing about it, because you're in that stairwell, is you always have a really bad sore throat and cold afterwards.
Yeah, because of all the gunk that's in that, right.
Right, and someone once, Mike Adamley, who's a big sportscaster, had told me, before you do this, because of the, you know, the limited air and all the germs that'll be in there, he told me to take an airborne beforehand.
Really?
Now, I don't know if anyone knows what it is. It's like an Alka-Seltzer. You supposed to put in water.
Yeah.
Just clear, put it in my mouth. I didn't
protection.
Know I needed water, and I was foaming at the mouth. So. I highly recommend reading the instructions on things that come to the phone.
Andrea Metcalf on Good Day.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with extended joy. The holes on your own, got my time to fade out, y'all.
We're back to the voice from last night, and we start this review with Charlotte, who her name is Charlotte Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Apologize, the song she's performing for Adam and CeeLo and Blake and Christina Aguilera. Sounds a little Adele-ish to me. Does
sure
it to
does,
you?
Yeah, it does.
A little bit. Yeah.
You impressed that I got that, Richie?
Very good, Dudley.
Yeah. I like it. I'm really becoming a big fan of Adele's. I want to find...
Nope, somebody turned around.
Yeah, somebody, sounds like.
Whenever you hear that...
Yeah, right.
That means somebody hit their button and turned the chair.
So did they recognize... You watched this, Richie, last night. Did they recognize the Adele qualities in her voice? Her approach?
You know what? I don't remember this person singing. I must have come in later in the program.
All right. So let's see if we can find some things you remember. Here up
there
next...
There are the other two.
Yep.
...is Tony Vincent singing We Are the Champions. Who did that? Let's see. Who the
Ooh. Could be something.
After my sentence, it is no crime.
Who did this? Why can't I remember?
Queen.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Good for you, Roberta. Yeah, didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Still did.
A while.
Hey, Adam Lambert's going to be jumping in front of Queen.
Adam Lambert's going to Queen, isn't he?
Yeah, for just a couple shows.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Shows.
What a great matchup. Anybody get the subtlety in that? This guy's
like
good.
A hammer.
Yeah, he actually is pretty good. He went to CeeLo. He joined CeeLo's team.
Wow, not bad.
All right, let's see. Who's next here? Anthony Evans, Richie, singing What's Going On.
Ooh, a little Marvin.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, me too.
He went to Christina's team. Next.
Somebody picked him? Wow.
Yeah, Christina. Yeah. Jamie Lono with Folsom Prison Blues. Did you see this, Richie? Folsom Prison Blues?
No, I wouldn't remember this. Man, I must have come in late on this.
I hit a train.
Okay, I'm already done with this guy.
I might like it.
No, I want to give it a second.
Well, I ain't seen sunshine. I don't know where.
Yeah, it had to be Blake.
You think?
Nah, it's terrible.
I don't mind this.
I don't mind this. It's too noisy.
Oh, CeeLo and Adam.
That's
turn
right.
Around
this
on
this
is
a
Blake
thing.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Jamie Chambers, Richie. Singing Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself.
And I look across the water. But none of the judges turned around for this.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Let's go on down here, Doug, to a Mathiah.
Okay.
This one was pretty good.
Rumor has it.
She ain't gonna be right for the lobby like I will. Oh,
and Adam and Blake get into it over her. That's Adam.
She sounds right, more
so let's listen.
That's Adam that turned around.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know if you noticed this big light shining here on the front of my podium. It means I really, really like you a lot. And I would really like for you to be on my team because you don't sound like anybody else I've ever heard before. And that's important to me.
Thank you.
Now Adam's going to lay a line of crap on you. Here we go.
He's right. No. So you don't sound like anybody I've ever heard, number one, which is very difficult. Obviously.
I said that.
By the way, I also pushed my button in 8 seconds after I heard you sing, which should have, you know, that should have something to do with your decision. But I knew it the second I started hearing you sing, and then I turned around, and you were just laying down this sassiness with this
amazing. So she chose Adam, didn't she?
She did choose Adam, yes.
The voice on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Exactly. Ends 2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970.
Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the minds at work of Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, you're bound to get a kettle full of fish or other things. We've had water in the focus this morning. We learned earlier today, if you weren't listening, that most of the fresh water supply in the world is under the ice caps. The North and South Pole, there's more water there than any place else, fresh water anyway. So let's continue in that vein. Everybody ready for another water quiz?
Sure.
Water quiz.
800-510-8255. How many gallons of water does it take to produce a single egg? How many gallons of water does it take to produce?
What does that mean?
It means how much water does the chicken absorb? The chicken is going to go, and you don't think of this usually because chickens don't seem like a cow.
Are we talking just about the chicken's consumption, or are we talking about the farmer's use of water to make the chicken?
How much water does a chicken drink in order to produce a single egg?
If a chicken could,
If a what?
I don't know. It's kind of like woodchuck.
I don't know that I really get this.
Right. I get it.
So this would be better. I'll give you the answer to the question, but
that's
asking
how much water does
wood does a woodchuck chuck of a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I mean,
a lot of wood.
Does every chicken drink the same amount of water?
This is an average. Okay, here's a better question because I don't want to frustrate.
Stupid question. I throw this question out based on the fact that it's stupid. Another question, please.
Okay, the next question having to do with water.
Thank you. What a dumb question.
How much water does a single does a bear drink in the forest?
How many gallons? Gallons of water are used annually by Americans to take showers?
That's a good question.
Thank you, Rich.
Congratulations.
How many gallons of water? It's only because of your divine interference in my plan that we've moved to a better question.
That's my position.
What kind of American are we talking about? A stinky one or
teenagers?
An average stinky young American. All right.
So we can throw you out because you're not average. Yeah, I mean,
you shower in your pool, so your average would obviously be very low.
I don't shower in my pool. I take a bath. But I'm going to change that because of the Regenex stuff I'm using my hair.
And plus, he's much dirtier because he stands on piles of manure and puts his hands in places that a cow shouldn't have their hand.
I had a fellow who came yesterday. We were talking about getting a job on the farm, and he said he didn't like to shovel manure. So Edgar says, I'll give you a fork. Oh, God.
Evidently, he's applying for a job on a farm, and he doesn't like to shovel manure.
That limited his possibilities of success.
You're pretty much there. Done.
No. It's like a guy was hiring for marketing said his biggest weakness was he didn't like people.
Yeah.
What? Right. Get out.
Jack Roberts, you're hired.
Yeah.
All right. How many gallons of water are used annually by Americans to take showers? Is it 1.2 trillion?
Oh, wow.
Is it 476 billion? Is it 916 billion? 800-510-8255.
Does all this include Puerto Rico president. And all of the
islands? Yeah.
The outliers.
That influences my
Does
answer.
Does include Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more time, folks. Maybe someone will cut through the mustard and actually take a shot at this question for a swell prize. How many gallons of water are used every year by Americans to take showers? 916 billion gallons, 476 billion gallons, or 1.2 trillion gallons?
Wow, I just looked this up. Apparently in France, they have the lowest. They use 12 gallons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Kidding.
800
for the whole country.
five. Pierre, how is it that you take a shower
drop.
Then? How does Pierre take a... How do you keep clean, Pierre, if you don't take a shower? How do you keep clean?
We do not use this clean water like your Americans. You waste the water. It's so stupid. I don't know why you waste so badly. In France, we just a wee-wee on each other.
That's right.
And then we are clean. We say wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
A wee-wee. You always hear us go wee-wee. You think we are saying yes. No.
Ring.
We are taking a shower.
Or a wee-wee. Where's Darla? Where's Darla when we need her? All right, so we're trying to figure out how water savvy you are. By the way, there's a multiplication involved in here because the survey showed, I took a little license with this, that Americans use X number of gallons of water a day. That could be the answer. All right, and so I'll give you two shots at this. 800-510-8255.
See, now you're confused.
Collectively, how many gallons of water are used a year by Americans, all Americans, on average, to take a shower? But more specifically, how much water does the average American use a day? You probably don't even realize it. Gallons of water used doing everything from brushing your teeth to rinsing vegetables.
I know.
That sort of thing. How many gallons a day? 800-510-8255. Here's some interesting data. Do you know it takes 120 gallons of water to produce a single egg? That was the answer to that question, Richie.
How many?
120 gallons of water to produce a single egg. It takes 400 gallons of water to grow and produce a chicken. All right?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking that this question was, is it's not just what the chicken consumes. It's the farming.
It's all of it, yeah.
Right, the farming that goes into it. And that's, wow.
Yeah. All right, so you got the answer to that. How much does the average? Now, there are two parts even. We could sub this thing out. Into two instead of, well, actually three different potential answers. We normally use X number of waters a day in our average life. We use X number of gallons in terms of taking a shower. If you take a 5-minute shower, you'd be amazed at how much water goes down the drain in the average shower stall. 800-510-8255. So you'll get a prize for answering any of these three questions. How much in a 5-minute shower, how much water goes down the drain? A. How many gallons of water do you use in an average day? And how many gallons of water is used annually by Americans if you do the multiplication out in taking showers?
What I mean,
and I will give you a prize if you can repeat all three of those questions.
Yeah.
You can remember them all.
When I'm in Bogota, I ride around and you see these things on the roofs of the houses.
Yeah.
And they're basically big rain buckets. They're like 55-gallon drums.
Right.
Rain buckets.
We do that a lot of places, yeah.
Why don't we do that here?
In New York they have these old, they have the old tanks on top of the buildings, but I think they pump
water
the water
pressure.
Up into them so that they can the water can go back down again. Right.
But I don't know why we don't capture the shower water in gray water tanks and you use stuff like that to water your lawn.
I think that...
It's clean water, basically.
Well, I think it's illegal.
Water.
I mean, I heard somewhere, did I hear something about using rainwater being illegal.
That's some hooey. Yeah. Sounds like the Obama administration.
I got to look it up. Yeah.
But not gray water.
No. Gray water is what's left after you're done peeing and showering and all that.
No, not peeing. Peeing is sewage, but showering and washing your dishes and stuff like that.
Oh, if you sneak a pee in a shower, it's considered gray water.
On the farm, everything
yellow
goes
water.
Into the septic system. Everything goes into the septic system. It's all the same. And some places, where did I travel this year? Was it Israel? Where did I go this year that they take the all of the gray water and they clean it up and send it back out again? You drink it and it goes right through the system again. Do you remember where I was that happens?
I don't.
Someplace. All right, anyway.
We're not usually invited on your trip, so we couldn't help you.
That's right. You go by yourself.
And with that attitude,
us.
You ain't going to get invited either.
Party of one.
800-7 party of one. Thank you, Jennifer. Here's B, who's listening in Tiffin on our favorite WTTF. Hi, B.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Hey, B, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Are you an aunt?
Yeah.
Jennifer, let's hear it.
Hold it!
What did you say?
She just did open.
I just said, hold it!
I love when Jennifer does that.
That was
not
B. Right. So,
yeah,
but even
I always tell the kids I'm two bugs.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's an Aunt B. I thought that was your play on that one, Richie.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, so B, now that we victimized you.
I love you guys, so that's okay.
That's too sweet. Thank you. Would you like to tell us an answer? One of these questions will make you a winner. Answering one of them will make you,
you
a winner.
You know, we raise chickens, but I have no clue there. As far as personally, I use a lot of water, but I'm guessing 1.2 trillion.
That is correct.
Good job.
Wow. Yep, that is correct. Americans taking showers. It's 25 gallons of water a day for a five-minute shower, and you multiply that out by the population, excuse me, of the country, and you come up pretty close to 1.2 trillion gallons.
So wow!
I think I was good at that because I raised two girls.
Did you?
5 minute showers were awfully short for them.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. They all wanted to get in there.
They were upping the average.
I take a longer shower than that usually. I think that it's fun to be in the shower, and it's just so nice to come out clean.
Well,
oh, stop.
Way too much.
Yeah.
You probably sing a song or what?
No,
there,
I just
right?
have. I enjoy cleaning up.
See, I don't. You guys always take showers after the show is over because you all get
before.
Up and you know
right.
you're doing it from your home. Yeah. I cannot function until I get in the shower and have a shower.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Saturday morning, Sunday morning, it's the first thing I do. Get out of bed, walk in, take a shower.
Get in the shower.
Yeah, I can't.
But it's easier for guys because you don't have to futz around with your hair too much.
You don't have to have wet hair. Do you know what it's like to have wet hair in headphones? It is not exciting. No. And then it gets around your ears.
Right.
So I have to wait.
So be wearing
my poor brothers never had that problem because they were all bald.
They were
I'm telling you, it's tempting.
Makes where in Tiffin do you live, B?
I live by St. Joe's Church.
Oh, do you?
Right
so
on South Washington Street.
Yeah, you're downtown. I drove by your house probably in the last 4 days. I bet I drove by your house 16 times.
And out to Carmella's, right?
I did. Well, I stay at the Hampton when I'm there.
That's a nice place.
Out to Carmella's when the guys want to go out after we've had our meetings and just hang around and shoot the you-know-what.
Yeah. The kids that own that went to school with my kids.
Who did?
The kids that own Carmella's, they went to school with my
Adam
girl.
And Nick.
And Aaron.
And Aaron.
And Nick, too.
Yeah.
Nick was one of them,
Yeah. Nick's a good kid. All right, so we've had a little old home time here, B. Hold on just a second. Would you like
you
some Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah. Huh? I was a Girl Scout leader for 10 years. Yeah. I know all about Girl Scout cookies.
All right, either that, or here's what, you know what, I still promise that somebody, and I do this, I try to do this, sometimes when people in Tiffin win, the next time I'm in Tiffin, I'll take you to eat. Maybe we'll go to Carmella's. But I'm trying to remember there was another lady who listens to me in Tiffin that I owe her dinner. I think her name is Debbie or Donna. And she reminded me, and I didn't have time this time while I was there. Maybe we'll have a group of people. So why don't you make sure Richie or I guess Michael's going to get your address and your phone number.
Okay.
So next time I come to Tiffin, we'll meet at Carmy's. How's that for a deal?
That's great.
All right, hold on just a second. Thank you, B. All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We got two answers, right? 1.2 trillion gallons and 25 gallons a day for each person, 1.2 collectively. The study shows Americans use about 100 gallons of water a day. And most of you, again, don't even realize that you're using that kind of water. So maybe being more conscious of it because it is such an important resource is a good lesson for the day. Who's ahead? Those who are listening to Good Days, 14 before the hour.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
The Li River in Guilin, China is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. A cruise down the Li River in the Guangxi province of China is like floating through a classic Chinese scroll painting. From Guilin, the Jade River Li winds through spectacular, almost surreal scenery of humped back and eroded karst formations with whimsical names like Bat Hill, Five Tigers Catch a Goat, and Painting Brush Peak. Tour boats pass picturesque villages where young boys bathe the family water buffalo, women wash clothes, and farmers plow rice fields. Some 50 miles downriver, the small town of Yangshuo is the southern terminus of these river cruises. From here, day trips by bike over the surrounding green plains and forest-covered limestone peaks allow you to see some of China's most remarkable scenery.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com to see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Okay, for those of you who are Starbucks fans, you may be interested in your skiers, so this would be Roberta Fasanelli's deal. This is how you test to see if you're addicted to caffeine. Mm-hmm. If you can't even take off your skis,
I'll need a test for that.
Before you grab a cup of Joe, it's either that or we have taken multitasking to a terrifying level. Starbucks opening the first ski-through store.
That's very cool. Yeah,
that's just what the universe was missing. This was built at Squaw Valley Ski Resort. Allows customers to ski up to the window and ski
makes
off again
sense.
With a fancy coffee
Absolutely.
Drink. Totally safe. We're positive that strapping two slippery sticks on your feet and sliding down a mountain was only missing a cup of steaming hot liquid to make
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right.
Sport out you there. Send me out
That'll be the
cheers.
New Olympic sport.
Oh, my God.
Coffee skiing.
That's perfect.
It's at DougStiffin.com, the story, along with our poll for the day and all the other great things that are at your service items on the Doug Steffin website.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Implications and the various forms that it's been in over the years, because this song is about 100 years old, have been used in a number of movies. This is not what you would have thought would be the appropriate song, but it kind of fits the way it's done by Spider Bait from the first of the Ghost Rider movies. The second one's out this week, Chucker, isn't it?
It opened Friday.
Last Friday.
It got horrible word of mouth, and audiences really rejected it.
I saw the trailer and I thought, ugh, what garbage. But Nicolas Cage, as Richie's happy to tell you, will do anything for a buck.
Sure.
And that kind of...
Some of it good, some of it not.
It just looked like a stupid premise. But the first one did okay because it was number one at the box office during this week in 2007. So 5 years ago, people liked it. What was it that they didn't like? What did you hear about word of mouth? Was it the premise? Was it just the old? What was the problem?
I know a few people who've seen the sequel just said absolutely no story.
Yeah.
No story, and effects were pretty mediocre. The first film I liked to a point. It's not great, but it's not awful. I mean, it's very watchable. And Nicolas Cage is, you know, he's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
He's fine. Yeah. All right, so that's the story of movie music as we get into movies.
He was going broke a few years ago and had to sell off a few houses or something like that, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it's a big IRS problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that you could get some of the big paychecks he's gotten in his career and then go totally broke.
All you have to do is just keep spending. That's all easy. It doesn't take a lot. Just keep spending.
I understand it, Matt. Doug, understand it, Matt.
Okay. Now, Richie, do we need some time here, or are we going to go right through the contest and into other things?
We need a little time. Let's do the contest first.
All right. First, we're going to give you three excerpts, audio excerpts, from a movie. This one is interesting. It'll be very interesting because this has an age quotient attached to it, I think, in terms of popularity. 800-510-8255 would be the lower end of the spectrum, Richie, I'm guessing.
Okay.
We have three clues. You call us at 800-510-TALK. Got the right answer, you win a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, let's get started with our first clue.
Well, I thought you were the kind of girl who knew when to say when.
I don't really know what kind of girl I am.
Okay.
Nothing.
I believe that is the voice of our guest from last week. 800-510-8255, who's in the river. I think that's whose voice that is.
Oh, the male voice.
Yep. Okay, next clue.
Because they were talking about in health class how pregnancy, it can often lead to an infant.
Yeah, this is some news for you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
How that happens. Okay, last clue.
Surprise.
Your parents are probably wondering where you are.
I mean, I'm already pregnant, so what other kind of shenanigans can I get into?
All right.
I got it.
You got
Pretty
it?
Easy.
It's easy. Richie doesn't think so.
I didn't see it, but I have a guess.
I wouldn't have known it. I don't know who this woman is. One of the stars, Ellen Page.
Yeah.
25 is, what's her story?
She's very quirky and extremely appealing on film.
Is she like Mary Lynn Rice Cup, like that kind of quirky? Chloe quirky?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I just think she's a little more of a lead in a project than Marianne, but both quirky.
800-510-TALK. We'll get to it in a moment. Plus, what happened this weekend at the box office. Box office total is right around the corner on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
All right, Chuckle, what happened to the box office?
All right, Doug, over the four-day holiday weekend, Safe House, the Denzel Washington, Ryan Reynolds action thriller, number one, $24 million in business, $78 million in 2 weeks of release. Pretty solid numbers for an R-rated film. Yeah. The romantic drama, The Vow, placed second, 23.6, a solid $85 million in 2 weeks. Pretty good on a budget of $30 million. The second Ghost Rider movie with Nick Cage, $22 million, a disappointment. Journey 2 with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $53 million in 2 weeks of release, $20 million over the weekend. And This Means War, the romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon and Chris Pine, a week, 17.6.
Karen, listening to WNEO. What's the name of the movie?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Juno. So